Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, July 21st, 2025, and we have a great mix of science headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Mining news breaks. Fathom Nickel Inc., NF5, OTCQB FNICF, launches summer program at Gochaiger Lake. Fathom Nickel Inc. has launched a three-week summer program at the Gochaiger Lake project in Saskatchewan, following delays due to regional wildfires. The geological crew has completed a 3.5-kilometer trail and a 100-meter grid to support future geophysical work. The program includes mapping and sampling in areas with strong multi-element anomalies, with 4,000 soil samples to be collected, including nickel values up to 1,650 parts per million. Fieldwork will target potential outcrops and priority zones identified by a 2008 VTEM survey. Royalty Management Holding Corporation continues to expand rare earth-focused investments, targeting disruptive technologies and partnerships. Royalty Management Holding Corporation, a forward-leaning royalty company, continues to expand rare earth-focused investments, targeting disruptive technologies and partnerships. The company has sponsored investments in novel technologies for platinum metal group refining, rare earth magnet manufacturing, and structured investments in the NEORE SBA rare earth mine. CEO Thomas Sov highlighted the company's diverse portfolio of investments in the rare earth and critical mineral sectors, including partnerships with companies like Advanced Magnet Labs. AML, a leader in magnet technologies, has made significant strides in reshaping the industry by producing rare earth magnets domestically and cost-effectively. Royalty Management is evaluating other transformational investments in the industry to break China's monopoly. NEORE SBA's Lamarigen project, in partnership with ReElement Technologies, aims to commercialize rare earth elements through localized processing and refining. Royalty Management also holds an investment in ReElement Technologies, a provider of high-performance refining capacity for rare earth and critical battery elements. For more information, visit Royalty Management's website. Why this undervalued gold junior could shine as markets shift. Lahontan Gold, led by CEO Kimberly Ann, is poised for success with over 2 million ounces of open-pit gold potential and no debt. Recent investor discussions highlighted Ann's track record and commitment to responsible development. With broader gold market dynamics favoring juniors, Lahontan Gold stands out with its insider ownership, path to production, and significant resources in Nevada. As inflation concerns persist and gold prices remain high, the company's focus on hard assets positions it well for long-term investors seeking stability. For more information on Lahontan Gold Corp., visit the company's newsroom.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.